Joining us now, Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country. She's been following all of these races we've just been talking about and also been with us for the entire campaign. Anna, welcome.
Thank you. We're done.
We're done. well, we're done, except that there's really so much to talk about because now we get the reveal. So much was speculative for months and months and months. Now we certainly know that turnout and interest in women's issues, it seems to me, as a narrative throughout the campaign, is in part responsible for the kinds of victories we were just talking about with Jay.
Yeah, and I think you actually really saw that in the state of New Hampshire, where two women won House seats and a woman candidate won the governor's race. I was in New Hampshire several weeks ago, and Planned Parenthood, defunding Planned Parenthood, was a big issue in those races, both at the congressional level because of what had been the vote in the House in Washington, and the New Hampshire legislature had taken some votes about defunding Planned Parenthood. So now those three women win. So now you have two women U.S. senators representing New Hampshire, two women in Congress representing New Hampshire, and a governor who's a woman. All the top political leadership in New Hampshire now women.
And this is bipartisan. This isn't just a Democrat thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Kelly Ayotte is a Republican representing New Hampshire in the Senate.
You know, we had a great live free or die moment on the show. One of our independent voters who we've been speaking with is a woman by the name of Barbara Diamond, who's a taxi company owner in New Hampshire. And, you know, she had such a great moment where she said, you know, I'm concerned about the deficit. I'm concerned about foreign policy. But I love my women's rights, and I just don't know if Mitt Romney is for my women's rights. And, you know, it was just a very clear middle-class feminist view at the same time.
You know, I when I first started hearing that, I was thinking, is this anecdotal? Because you've heard so much about how the election was going to be all about jobs and the economy. But I heard voters, both women and men, telling me the thing that was making their mind up, the thing that was a clear line for them, was abortion rights. I heard that in Florida. I heard that in New Hampshire. I heard that in Colorado. So it's interesting to look at these results through that lens.
Well, anecdotal will quickly become statistical and then will become strategy and tactics for the next campaign. What do you make of everything that you've experienced? You've been with independents in Ohio and Florida. You've been out in Colorado. The result in Colorado, very, very interesting.
I think we just have to stop looking at percentages when we look at exit polls and things like that and start really looking at hard numbers and who are the voters who turned out, because that's what this story is about in 2012. Who are the voters who turned out? The numbers compared to 2010, looking at 2012. What was the turnout operation of the Obama campaign? What did these voters look like compared to the voters who turned out in 2010 and created that national agenda then? Now we have a new national mandate given the results last night. So I think that we need to stop thinking of so much about independent voters and swing voters and more looking at who are the people who are coming out to the polls.
What evidence of the wheels and cogs of that ground game did you see as you were going around?
You know, it was so interesting. I was in Florida just 10 days ago talking to a woman. Her family business was struggling. She was working two jobs 7 days a week. And she said, you know, I'm going to vote for Obama again because my kids need asthma. They have asthma and they need their Medicaid. So I'm voting for Obama. But she didn't sound too enthusiastic about it. But I asked her if she'd already voted, and she said, yeah, I kept getting calls from the Obama campaign. So I did. I went and voted early so they would stop calling me.
And two stories there. One, they found her.
Exactly.
And then they got her to the polls. And that's the technological question that really is maybe the biggest story of all in this election.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, because going to county clerk's offices and trying to figure out who's voted and who hasn't is not an easy task. So I want to know the machinery behind
that. Well, somebody knows, and we will find out, that's for sure. Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.